I believe accepting your decision in the past is always important in your life. In your lifetime, there are the times when you want to rewind. There are times when you make huge mistakes or the time you suffer because of your carelessness. Nevertheless, if you could change the past, I think no one can improve himself or herself for the future. When I look back into my past, I had always been following my intuition. They weren't always the situations that I had first imagined. However, I really regretted my decisions. My life so far has so many decisions to make. My first big decision was made when I graduated elementary school. My father got a job in Pakistan. My parents were thinking of living separately. My father in Pakistan and my mother and I in Japan. However, when I first heard the news, I thought it's a challenge that I have to go through. Then my family moved to Pakistan and spent 3 years there. There were times when I missed my friends in Japan and envied their life together in Tokyo. However, after 5 years, I am glad of myself for making the choice of going there. If I wasn't deciding of going, I know that my life had been so boring and normal for the rest of my life. Second decision was made right after my stay in Pakistan. My parents and I often talked about which high school I will be attending to. My parents preferred me of going back to Japan and study Japanese culture and language in my home country. However, when I was feeling myself uncompleted in my English school. Therefore, I told my parents that I want to continue my life in abroad during my high school life. My parents agreed to my decision, and together we found a school in New York, which teaches both Japanese and English. The name of the school was Keio Academy of New York. When I first got into the school, I regretted coming to the school, because everyone in the school spoke Japanese, and there were no English at all. I thought there was no way I could improve my English. However, as the time went by, I noticed that whether it gets better or not is depending on my attitude. Since then, I tried to communicate with as many English teachers and supervisors at dormitory who can speak Japanese. By that, my speaking skill got much better compared to the time when I was in middle school. From these two big events in my life, I learned that the life always have challenges, and when you are in struggle, you might look for the way to escape or change your decisions that was made in the past. However, by following your first decision, it will eventually mature oneself greatly. For the rest of my life, I would like to follow my intuition and always accept myself in any moment.